Right, let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's our daily guessing game quiz. Play along, please, at home on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Welcome back to the game, The Real Chappers.
Thanks.
Even the, oh, I see.
That same was exactly as the fake the same one yesterday. It was completely one word.
I was like, welcome to what's occurring, fake Chappers. And he went, thanks, exactly the same.
He's like, you've won Chappers. All right.
Did okay. he win yesterday, did he?
He did, he yeah. did beat me, yeah.
Stormed it.
Did you let him win, just to be nice?
No, but I was flirting with him a lot.
Yeah, they picked that up a lot on the text as well. I can't wait for you to see the musical tonight. Okay. I really cannot. Look, don't sit at the front, as I said before. Okay, here's your first situation today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Scott Mills, the musical?
Yes.
You didn't see it last night?
No.
Which I think maybe places you at quite a big disadvantage for this next one.
Okay.
Okay. After the show finished last night, lovely Ian, who's working on our show this week, he asked the audience on the way out to describe Scott Mills the musical in three words. My question to you, what was the most popular word that came up?
Camp.
No hesitation?
Oh no, because if I say brilliant now, it's going to make me look like such a big head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brilliant.
You're saying brilliant.
I hope. What would you say?
Camp, probably. Okay. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the audience of last night's Scott Mills the Musical, describing it in three words. Like this.
Three words, describe it for us.
Absolutely amazing.
Three words, describe it for us.
Fabby dabby doo.
Just amazing.
Can you describe it in three words?
Pretty. I can't think of a word. It was really, 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 really good.
Guys, did you just watch Scott Mills the Musical? Could you describe it in three words? No is the answer to that question.
No,
Did you watch Scott Mills the Musical?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
It was wonderful.
Can
wonderful.
You describe it in three words for us?
Life affirming, pleasant, and feel good. Is that one word?
Five.
Okay, cool.
It's double barrel. Thanks very much. Could you describe it in three words for us?
So actual amazing.
Describe it in three words?
I have no idea. It was really good.
And could you describe it in three words?
Surreal, crazy, and glittery.
Right.
And what?
I don't know.
So no one thought it was brilliant?
No, not one. There's
rubbish.
A couple of amazings in there.
Oh, that'll do.
Was it a particularly stupid audience last night? Did you think from the stage? Not many of them can count.
Well, we always have this problem. We always ask people to describe things in three words and they come up with at least five.
I knew I should have said fabby dabby do.
I know.
It's my second choice.
No point, sorry.
Oh, what's occurring?
Okay, next one. Name this theme tune. What's this?
Probably come. Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
It is probably come, is it?
We've got an actual Welsh here at the moment, actually. Would you be able to come and help us, please, Guy? Okay. This is the guy that's playing Rob the Boss in the musical. Hi.
Hi.
How do you say it?
Probably come.
Right, okay, same.
I wasn't too far off.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
I love this show.
Why?
Because it's just Welsh, and then every now and then you get a bit of English, like blah 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 blah, posh and Bex.
That's right.
And I watch it for hours, just waiting for the English words.
It is good.
They've kind of stopped inventing new sort of Welsh words, since the 80s. So there's loads of words like video and internet,
which they don't have. They've not invented the Welsh for it.
No. Well, they video is like, you know, got an F on the front, so okay.
They tried a little bit, but then gave up.
Is it is your love affair with this show similar to mine was with River City, Scotland's finest soap opera, a couple of years ago?
But River City's in English, isn't it?
Well, mostly, yes. Mm. Yeah.
This I don't
mostly. Understand. What
don't
else
understand.
Was it?
Well, there's a couple of fays in there.
What
fay? What language is that?
From.
Oh.
Yeah, in Scottish. Anyway, Publicom, it's our favourite Welsh soap.
Probably not the best venue at the moment, I would have thought, to be taking the mick out of Scotland.
I wasn't taking the mick, I was just making observations.
Right.
Okay,
Do you want me to shut the windows?
Yeah, if you could. My question to you, though, in an episode of Probably Come last week on S4C, I've forgotten the question. How many English words were there?
Oh, I have to watch it for quite a long time. Five in one episode.
Five in one episode of Public Arm last week.
Yeah.
Chappers.
Can I just ask, is video with an F going to be counted as an English word here?
It's a rubbish Welsh word, so I think probably it could be counted as...
Right, okay, so I'm going to count that. I'm just saying it might have been a video special in the episode. I'm going to go eight.
So you're saying five, Chappers are saying eight. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the amazing Welsh soap opera, Public Come, and all of the English words that they used in between the Welsh last week. Let's go.
Oh, the mining shovel Griffiths must straight to Cash Point.
Cash Point was in there?
Oh, the mining shovel Griffiths must straight to Cash Point.
Yeah. I told you it was good.
That's one. Next.
Siarath Ras.
Yeah, Glywys, what did you ennill? Very good.
Very good. that's two. So that's three.
Yeah.
Cna. And then collectors like them.
Yes! I love good ones like that.
Cna. And then collectors like them. They're lucky to be never at Antiques Roadshow.
So collectors item and Antiques Roadshow in there.
Well, other than Argos. Song of Chiazza.
Argos?
There's Argos in there.
Well, other than Argos. Song of Chiazza.
Well, I'm not sure if, like, sort of brand names or shop names count, because they're not going to...
Yeah,
not
gonna come with
Argos. Take that one off.
Yeah. It could be Argos with a W in the
well,
middle.
Well, other than Argos.
Okay, next.
I'm a marvelly T-board, he said.
You mean you can lie in? Tell him sick, no?
Lion.
I'm a marvelly T-board, he said.
You mean you can lie in? Tell him sick, no?
Yeah, that's one. Next.
What is that? What's in a pot?
Oh, dear.
Tea in the pot.
What is that? Tea in the pot.
Tinning pair of steak or chips now.
Steak and chips!
Tinning pair of steak or chips now.
That's a good one.
There was no need to use chips there because the Welsh for chips is sglodion. Right. So I don't know why she said.
Oh. Is there no Welsh? Is there no Welsh for tea or pot?
I don't speak Welsh, I just know the odd words, I'm not sure.
Chips.
I just know that you know chips. I bet you know beer and chips.
Chips and video.
Next.
Gadagona. Cysidrioi. A salad fresh. Oh. Gadagona. Cysidrioi. A salad fresh. Oh.
Salad fresh.
Where the? Match of the day, Dwan. But we never back beam and give up an okay.
Oh. Match of the day. This is fun.
Please, ddim yn gofyn y blawd bod fi'n desperate.
Desperate? These go on and on.
Fi'n hunan. Tidy house. Tidy mind, fath o beth, ti'n gwybod?
Tidy house?
Tidy mind.
Yeah.
Fi'n hunan. Tidy house.
I like that one.
Heia.
Heia.
Rwy'n credu bod fi'n heiddi couple of pints.
Couple of pints.
Dwi'n mafel. Beth yw'n peaches? Beth yw'n peaches yn Gymraeg?
Eirin Glanog.
Pa'i ni gymryd o ffas, ni wedi just gad y fod.
No way, ni angen pan fi.
I can see why you do this game, it is fun.
Dwi'n gwneud e.
Mae'r holl blinking train yn ymddyn byd.
Blinking train?
Why is there not a word for blinking yet?
I don't know, that, you know, that's been going on for ages, hasn't it?
Yeah, you can still blink before the 80s.
How many was that one that doesn't speak? 43? Wow.
Whoa.
That means that Becky...
I win.
He wins that one.
Becky
Even
loses.
Though I love the show.
You well do. Rescued there.
Yeah, Becky loses today's Oh, What's Occurring? Well done, Chappers.
Oh, What's Occurring?